We've been putting together this week's edition of Eastern Standard. I'm Tom Martin, and here's a preview.
This is one of the bigger wrenches in my performing and arts career that I think any of us have really ever seen.
Lexington producer, recording engineer, and multi-instrumentalist Tom Nato on the double whammy the coronavirus has visited on musicians.
So many of my friends working some as bartenders, as servers, as chefs, as any of those things that's basically being brought to a halt. So it's a unique time in that it's usually one or the other.
We catch up with Tom Nato at a studio in Nashville where everybody is keeping their distance from each other. As luck would have it, the folks at the Kentucky Procurement Technical Assistance Center in Lexington were already prepared for the impact of COVID-19.
We saw this coming early and started making arrangements to work remotely.
State Director Daryl Henderson noting that President Trump has activated the Defense Production Act and is also using his authority under the Stafford Act.
That allows procurement professionals to fast-track some acquisition. And our clients need to know how to respond to that.
And at least one of those clients, a tent-making company in Stearns, Kentucky, is already responding.
They're gearing up to support requirements for temporary shelters and mobile medical facilities.
Well, this is a time when you want your news and information as clear and as reliable as possible.
People need to know when they're reading journalism.
Veteran Kentucky journalist and educator Al Cross will help us sort out what is journalism and what is not.
I've been concerned for a long time about the lack of distinction that people make and that news media fail to make between news media, social media, and strategic media.
And Al is not afraid to take his own profession to task.
News media are too interested these days in giving people what they want instead of what they need. Of course, deciding what they need involves judgment, and that's really what journalism is about.
What's it about is the first question we have for Kentucky writer Carter Sickles, whose latest book, The Prettiest Star, is about to be released.
It follows Brian Jackson, a young gay man who's been estranged from his family. He's HIV positive, and he's been living in New York City, and he makes the decision to return to that home, this small town in Appalachia, Ohio.
Carter, who teaches English and creative writing here at EKU, has seen a previous book, The Evening Hour, become a full-length feature film.
They shot it in Harlan, Kentucky, in fall of 2018, and it's just been a really incredible experience for me.
And what's in a name? Better still, what is the name? The arduous process of arriving at a name for your business or organization, something catchy that you'll be able to live with for a long, long time, is the focus of The Naming Book by Brad Flowers. He does it for a living, and he's the head namer at the Lexington agency Bullhorn Creative.
Most of our education is aimed towards getting us to converge on the right answer, and naming just isn't like that. There are lots of right answers. So the only way to come up with a great name is to start off with lots of names. With any one naming project we have, we'll try to have 200 names or so that we start off with before we start cutting.
It's all on this week's edition of Eastern Standard, Thursday at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., Sunday at 6 p.m. here on 88.9 and on our mobile app. For Eastern Standard and WEKU, I'm Tom Martin.